report by Construction Skills Queensland shows that construction projects across the state can expect cost blowouts over the next decade. The report shows that despite the industry likely to boom to $77 billion by 2027, a worker shortfall of over 18,000 per year for 8 years is also predicted. The surge is attributed to the massive wave of infrastructure expected before the Olympics, all in a similar time frame, spreading the already thin workforce to the limit.
The new Queensland University of Technology Medical School received funding from the federal budget and is opening in 2027. President of the Australian Medical Students Association, Melody Arfock, believes the funding would be more useful if it facilitated students undergoing their degree, particularly from lower socioeconomic backgrounds. She says the funding could be used for rural clinical schools as well as the expansion of support for students.
In national news, thousands of New South Wales doctors in the state's public health system are set to begin their planned 3-day strike. The union is demanding a 30% pay rise in 1 year, with a 3% every year after that to bring pay in line with other states. Some doctors report that they have had to work excessively unsafe hours, like regular 16-hour shifts, due to a lack of staff. Premier Chris Minns urged the union to call off the action, describing it as a want, not a need.
In an attempt to control the spread of the invasive species, scientists have gene-edited cane toads to prevent tadpoles from transforming into toads. This can be done by extracting a single gene from a toad egg, which contains the hormone thyroxine, which controls the process of the tadpole developing into a toad. Field trials are set for Western Australia later this year, pending ecological risk assessments.
In international news, North Korea has held its first international marathon in 6 years, welcoming around 200 foreign runners to the streets of Pyongyang. Beginning in 1981, the Pyongyang International Marathon takes place every year in April to celebrate the birth of Kim Il-sung. Before Sunday's race, the last marathon was held in 2019, before North Korea sealed itself off in 2020 due to COVID-19. Pictures of the Sunday marathon show the stadium, where the runners began and end their race, filled with cheering spectators. There is no publicly available information regarding the marathon results.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. It is currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you for that. I just wanted to also point out that the doctors that are striking, it's our next story. We're going to delve more into it, a bit more into it. So thank you for that, leading into it perfectly.
Gave you an introduction, worked out well.
Yes. So thank you for updating us on the news. We'll see you next Tuesday.
See you guys.
Thanks
next
again.
Tuesday.
Looking for accommodation or seeking housemates? Check out 4ZZZ's accommodation notices.
Head to 4ZZZ.org.au and navigate to the accommodation notices page in the sidebar menu. From there, you